another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys at the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today, we're reviewing Bardstown Origin Series, and we're going to be drinking this all day. Michael, do you want to tell everyone where we got it from?
Yes. Shout out to our friends over at Colonial Wine and Spirits. We appreciate you. They're located on Southwestern in Orchard Park, somewhat near the Five Corners intersection. So if you want, instead of watching Derek walk away and say, well, see you later, you can download their app. And you can check out their inventory within the state of New York. I was going to say the great state, but debatable. They can ship it right to your door. And we definitely did pick this up from them. So thank you so much for your continued partnership. And this is $46.99 on the shelf. So this is the Bardstown Origin Series, which, lucky for us, consumers, decrease in price. So Bardstown used to be historically expensive and or not as affordable when compared to other Kentucky bourbon options, but they've modified their pricing and now it's basically this is their welcome to us spirit. So we're excited to try it, dive into it, and go over label and branding. Derek, what else you got?
It's their welcome to us figuratively and literally, because the origin is the only one that they're using their actual juice. So the other expensive options, Bardstown has three main lines. Their Discovery line, which is very expensive. This is the one where they are doing a lot of the blending and then reselling it, and that is pretty expensive. They have their Collaborative line, which is more focused on finishing. So they take different products, finish it in either a wine or a beer barrel or something along those lines, or another whiskey barrel. And then that's called their Collaborative series. And this Origin is the most affordable option because it's their own juice. They're not doing anything special other than, I don't know, like distilling it themselves, which I thought was pretty interesting that what they're producing themselves is the cheapest. It is not a real cork. That's fail. But yeah, the distillery was built in 2016, so it's a relatively new distillery.
It's bougie.
Yeah, it is bougie. It's really modern, which I don't know how I feel about that. I like to think of bourbon as 1776, you know, tomorrow's 4th of July. We have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about it during the weekly episode. But, like, I like to think of it as, like, almost running down kind of like a Buffalo Trace-style distillery.
No, I get that. Yeah. But I also like their updates just because, you know.
I'll just pour my own. It's fine.
The Bourbon Trail is gorgeous nonetheless. Yeah. So when you add this level of contemporary modernism to your distillery, it brings a different eye to the table, for lack of better terms.
Eye to the table. I don't know if that's
eye to the table, you know? Eye to the table. So
the mash bill on this is 60% corn, 30%, 36% rye, so it's a high rye bourbon, and 4% malted barley.
Strength?
96 proof, 48%.
Ooh.
All right. Well, Libran, what do you got?
I actually like it. Their bottle's interesting to pour out of just because it's kind of a shallow neck. But, or throat?
You.
Either way, I love the back of the bottle.
It's got like a thick chest though, you know?
Back of the bottle's nice. I like that design. You can kind of see it better in the first camera shot, but their label is very clean, very modern, and updated marketing look, per se. It's not like the weathered label or like a parchment for the paper. It's just pretty status quo. But it is kind of texturized, which is decent. I like that.
The back is a corn stalk. I just found that out right now.
There it is, corn stalk. It is a synthetic cork. Gotta say it.
Fail.
It's fine.
It is a perforated thing, though.
It is perforated up top, so it is clean. The opening experience was pretty nice, and I do like how they have the Bardstown label pretty much everywhere that they can. That makes sense. So I do approve of all of those things.
It's a nice bottle shape. You talked about it already, but I like that it's a square round, you know, where it's like not your typical everyday bourbon bottle.
It stands out in a collection.
Yeah, and it kind of like goes up, similar to like a Thick Angel's Envy, you know?
Sure.
So, I don't know, they check.
I agree. Where's your pen?
Pen, dude.
Did you throw your pen somewhere?
No, I had it in here, but I probably left it upstairs when I was doing some writing. All right, nose.
Unbelievable. So we'll do a check. Derek's just leaving the review all the time. He doesn't know what's going on.
I'm just not feeling
it. Right, we can borrow. You can borrow mine.
You.
We'll literally just use the same.
You. Fail.
Well, Try that nose out. Let me know what you think, because I already have my opinion.
It's very...
Just say it.
Kentucky.
Thank you. Very stereotypical Kentucky bourbon. Yeah. So, of course, you're going to get a lot of the corn. You're going to get the caramel, the vanilla.
Almost a little butterscotch.
Yep. It's...
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
It kind of smells sweet,
yeah,
but it also smells hot. So I'm curious to see if it's tame on the initial taste or if it's just hitting you with everything that it has of all of its 96 proof.
Yeah, it smells spiky.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it's not off-putting either. The nose, for me, I actually do enjoy. It's just standard Kentucky.
Yeah, there's nothing to write home about, you know?
Yeah, it's just, it's a typical, you know, Kentucky bourbon welcoming. You're about to drink some bourbon. Yeah. I'm going to go... B?
Yeah, I'll go B minus.
B check.
Okay.
I agree. Initial taste. Again, I actually am looking forward to this. It's got some pep, dude. It's got some pep to its step. It travels to your sinus cavity really well. I'm honestly getting pepper on the initial taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pepper, and I'm also, I know that there's no wheat in this, but I'm also kind of getting like a sweet bread.
Yeah,
almost like a cornbread type thing.
Yeah, that or butter toast.
It's very sweet though.
Yeah.
It's sweet and peppery, which is interesting, because normally those two don't go pretty well together.
No.
But this is better than I thought it was going to be.
I agree. I agree. And it's 6 years old. It's not, I mean, that color makes sense for a 6 year. Mm-hmm. It's not too light. It's not too dark. Obviously it's the Rick House. They're rotating constantly just because it's Kentucky, but well, constantly ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like this initial
like
taste.
Like that toasted caramel, that like almost not maple, but almost kind of like that sweetness, candied maple type note. This is very sweet, and then you got that like cornbread too. This is really good. I like this a lot. Again, surprisingly, because I wasn't expecting that off the nose at all.
No, not at all. I would go A minus here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I agree. Ending note for me, I'm getting caramel, maple syrup, and toffee.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like that toffee call. That toffee is very, very prevalent.
Mm-hmm. But it rounds it out. It makes it smooth and, to me, a bit more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Also, it adds some layers to it, so it's a little bit more multidimensional, which is not as common with a Kentucky bourbon. So I like that a lot.
The maple syrup is an interesting call because I don't know if I'm necessarily getting the flavor maple, more of like that syrupy toffee.
Yes.
You know? This is very good.
I don't know how else to say that. So, yeah. And you know, for me, I'm A+.
Yeah. I'd go solid A. So,
A check. I agree.
Yeah, I think that this is a solid product. I mean, I don't think that the nose would have got me to this. If you were to put this in a lineup and you had to, like, only smell them, I would not have thought that this is a good bourbon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was just very typical. Like, I've smelled so many things that smell exactly like this. The taste is where this one shines.
Yeah. And it's thicker than I thought it would be.
Pause.
Where it just really does it does a really good job coating your palate.
Pause. It's true, though. It is true. And it lingers for quite some time.
So, in that, Derek, give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1. 89.
Yeah, 89.5.
Solid.
Would you have this in your collection at $46.99?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. This is the first one in a while, I think. The first bourbon in a while that I believe I've said yes on this. For will you have this in your collection? Because I feel like bourbon is so available. And there's so many of the same types of bourbon, especially in Kentucky. We've talked about this multiple times. But this one with that whole, like, toffee syrup, it's a very interesting taste that I haven't gotten enough of. So for this one, I think this is different enough from other Kentucky bourbons, and at that price, I would have it.
I agree. Yeah, I'm fine with this being on my shelf.
Yeah.
I have no issues with it at all, especially at that price point. Everybody asks us all the time, probably 3,000 times in a year and a half, give me a really good bourbon under $50. Like, I'm just trying to find something, you know, in the $50 to $65 price range after tax. Like, what are we looking at? What do we got? Super simple, available pretty much damn near everywhere. Great job, guys.
Yeah!
This is a solid option, and we're excited to try more of your juice when it becomes available, based on how you want to run your ship. But thank you for this. It's great, and we are excited for the next one.
Cool. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you did enjoy this review and you did drink with us, we always recommend to please drink responsibly. Good person, and Michael.
Do not litter.
We're out.